Our morning routine is important. Every day is a new battle, and that battle begins the moment you wake up. Scripture gives us a brief glimpse into Jesus' morning routine. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá gives us a great inspiration on how we can form our morning routines. Conquer yourself each day from the very first moment, getting up on the dot at a fixed time, without yielding a single minute to laziness. If with God's help you conquer yourself, you will be well ahead for the rest of the day. It is so discouraging to find oneself beaten at the first skirmish. The spiritual life and life in general is a series of battles against our self-will and our self-love. It's very important that we win this first battle of the day. Saint Jose Maria called this the heroic minute. He says, "The heroic minute, it is that time fixed for getting up, without hesitation, a supernatural reflection, and up. The heroic minute, here you have a mortification that strengthens your will and does no harm to your body." When offering sacrifices, it can be helpful to think of an intention to motivate us. The conversion of a loved one, your future spouse, an end to abortion, something to help us push through. If you're struggling with waking up in the morning, I'm going to give you some tips that I use. Getting up on time doesn't start in the morning, it starts the night before. So it's about first discerning what time are you called to wake up. This is something that you should pray about. I personally set my alarm for 5 a.m. And here's where I'm going to give you a life hack. I don't only have an alarm set on my phone. I use a smart light bulb. The particular light bulb that I use is called Life X. I'll put links in the description. And that light bulb, I can put an alarm on my phone. And so at the same time that the noise on my phone is going off, the lights in the room automatically come on. And so I have my ears and my eyes engaged. I also would prepare a cup of coffee and have that by my bedside. If you don't like coffee, some people will also use a caffeine pill that has the same amount of caffeine. First thing in the morning. Step one, the alarm goes off. The first thing you have to do, the moment you have consciousness, the first thing that I personally do is I think of the name of Mary. So I'll say Mary, and then internally I'll say Servium. Because what's happening is you are faced with a choice. Am I going to lay in bed, or am I going to, from the very first moment, make an act of the will to deny myself? So for me personally, you might have some other inspiration. I say Mary, Servium, Mary, I will serve. The moment that you make that act of the will, that's where you have to take action immediately. Step two, after you've made that act of the will, immediately sit up. Step three happens immediately after step two. Put your feet on the floor. Step four, immediately after you put your feet on the floor, put your knees on the floor. And step five is make your morning offering. So what is the morning offering? The morning offering is essentially offering all of your activities to God, offering them in union with all of the masses being offered throughout the day. And we're offering them to Jesus through Mary. Now, there are set prayers that you can recite, and it's good if you memorize those. But really, as long as you have these elements, I'm offering all of my sacrifices to God. I'm offering them in union with all the masses being offered throughout the day, because that's the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And I'm offering them to Jesus through Mary. I sometimes won't even say the actual words of the morning offering. I'll just offer my heart. If you are consecrated to the Virgin Mary, you've woken up, you've broken your will to serve her, you're on your knees, on your floor, what greater thing could you do than say, Mary, I surrender myself to you. I even encourage you to use the words, I am your slave, I am your servant. That's why we use the word servium, I am here to serve you. And I can assure you, if you start your day like this, you're starting the day with a major W in your corner. Now, I'm gonna challenge you to do something even harder. Because I want us to think, what would a child of Mary do? The first thing in the morning, what would a child of Mary do? What would a great saint who loves the Blessed Mother, who's trying to do God's will? Not only do you get on your knees, but you offer your rosary. The first thing, the very first thing you do. Now everything you do from the beginning of your day to the end will be offered to God because you made your morning offering. But now you're going to submit your will. You're going to get on your knees and you're going to pray the rosary. I have found that that first rosary of the day is very purifying because I'm kneeling there next to my bed. There's nowhere else I would rather be than laying down. And so here I am praying to the Virgin Mary. I don't even have to say the words of the morning offering because she knows that this is a sacrifice of my will for hers. And imagine how good your day would be if from the moment you woke up, you had a rosary already under your belt. Now, I know this might sound like a lot, but I encourage you, try it for just 1 week. For 1 week, every day of the week, wake up at a specific time, pray about what time that is, everybody's gonna be different, and plan for the ability for you to pray the rosary. I will assure you, no matter what you have going on that day, you're so busy, you will do it with grace. You will do it with a sense of God's presence. Let's go ahead and conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Mother, we are your little children. We're striving to be good little children. We ask that through your prayers and through your intercession, God might grant us the grace to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.